Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Overcoming the Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony podcast number 24, a companion podcast to the Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony message series or homily series that I preached some time ago. With great fanfare and with many people getting mad at me about pointing out our sin in the Christian church. But that's okay. Hopefully you will take heed to the message even though you don't like me. My name is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. The purpose of this podcast is to share with you, from a biblical perspective, the means by which we can combat and overcome the sin of gluttony, the Christian sin of gluttony, the acceptable Christian sin of gluttony. And I'm talking to church folks, and so many of us are fat because we are gluttons. It's a matter of greed. We talk about people being greedy for money, and there are many people that way. They got more money than what they can even handle. But we have many folk in the church, and I'm not talking about people outside of the church right now. But people in the church, we are greedy for food. And you know I'm telling you the truth, and it's wrong. Some of the biggest people in the world are sitting on pews on Sunday morning. May the pews hold up. But be that as it may, the sin of gluttony brings about many sad consequences, such as obesity and all of the diseases and sicknesses that come from overeating, eating more than what we should eat, and eating the wrong things. It's all rooted in our sinful nature, which I've dealt with in the series. Beloved, our passage from the Word of God today, our Overcoming the Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony series, I do have some folks who are mad at me, but we thank God that many people listen to this series, so we thank God for you. The Word of God for this subject today is Proverbs 25:16, which reads, "Hast thou found honey? Eat so much as is sufficient for thee, lest thou be filled therewith and vomit it." See, you can eat too much of a good thing. Pardon me. I've already told you in the message series, the overcoming the acceptable Christian sin of gluttony message series, which I preach nearly 100 messages in, or homilies as they call them. I told you that the sin of gluttony will move you to eat even too much of a good thing. For example, some of us, once you trust Christ as Savior, you will be moved to into a more healthy eating lifestyle. I can't explain that other than that you're born again. I know that when I trusted Christ as Savior, my attitude and my mentality changed towards what I was putting in my mouth and what I was eating. And so I got turned on to health food stores. And I went to health food stores galore. I loved the health food stores. But my problem was I loved them too much. And so I would go to the health food store thinking that I'm getting a whole lot of good stuff, but I would eat too much of the health food stuff. You know, health food cookies, health food bars, health food shakes, and all of that. And so you can eat too much of a good thing. Honey is good. Honey is good for you. But you can even eat too much honey. And that's rooted in our sinful nature, to be gluttons, to overdo it, to eat too much even of a good thing. Somebody said one time, you can eat as much salad as you want. No, you can't. Particularly, not the salads we eat as the gluttons in the church. We like to go to salad bars and talk about we're trying to lose weight, and we go to the salad bar and we put ham, turkey, eggs, everything on the bar. Everything, potato salad on top of the little bit of lettuce you put on there, and macaroni salad, chicken salad, everything. No. You can't eat like that every. You can't eat that all day long. What the person meant was just, you know, stuff like romaine lettuce, spinach, tomatoes, onions, stuff like that, and no dressing, no real dressing. Okay, we're not talking about the clear little vinegar style dressing, apple cider vinegar dressing. We're talking about, you know, the real dressing is ranch. Real dressing is that Thousand Island dressing, you know. You know what we love. But be that as it may, beloved, don't eat too much of a good thing. Now, let's look at gluttony and its effects in the news. According to Yonet News, in the Middle East, obesity is a growing epidemic, and I believe largely because of the influence of America. But that's free. That's not a part of the article. Obesity in UAE is double the global average. In Kuwait, more than 50% of the adult population suffers from diabetes linked to this condition, and some 75% of Egyptians are overweight. Medical professionals attribute the increase in obesity to easy access to the growing number of fast food chains in the area, many of them coming from America. Kentucky Fried Chicken, McDonald's, you know. And I've been all over the world, and in almost every country I have been to, and I think I can say every country I've been to, if they had a Kentucky Fried Chicken first, somehow, some way. Kentucky Fried Chicken was outdoing McDonald's for a while, but they certainly had a Kentucky Fried Chicken down in the Caribbean, down in Jamaica Lawn. I've been there multiple times, and there's a Kentucky Fried Chicken right there in Montego Bay. And in Ghana, a Kentucky Fried Chicken. I've been to Ghana. I mean, you would think that how in the world did Kentucky Fried Chicken get over here? And then most countries, of course, will have the Golden Arches. McDonald's will be there in all of her glory. And that's what's going on. Many of these countries have been Americanized. Anyway... the rising number of private car ownership is another thing that they're mentioning. and all other urban life conveniences in these countries now, which easily lead to a more sedentary lifestyle and unhealthy eating habits. Beloved, in this podcast on the acceptable Christian sin of gluttony, we are going through the fine book, The Rave Diet and Lifestyle, The Natural Foods Diet with Meals That Heal by Mike Anderson. This section is titled, Why Doesn't the Government Promote This Diet? There is an overwhelming amount of scientific and other data that tells us the Rave Diet is the healthiest diet on the planet, with Americans getting sicker each day from the foods we eat. You might be asking, if this diet is so great, why doesn't the government promote it? Good question. First of all, the government does promote it, but in a very minuscule way. If you compare what the government spends promoting whole plant foods versus what it spends promoting animal and refined foods, I doubt it would amount to a tenth of 1% compared to the billions of dollars spent subsidizing the meat, dairy, egg, and sugar industries. For example, fruits and vegetables destined for human consumption receive zero subsidies. Even feed crops destined for farm animal consumption receive subsidies, but those destined for human consumption do not. This, of course, is the result of meat and dairy industry lobbying, and I might add, spontaneously, if you will, that one of the reasons why it took so long for veggie burgers to become popular is because of the meat and dairy industry lobbying power. Be that as it may, when the U.S. changed to an animal-based diet early in the 1900s, everyone thought animal foods, meat, egg, and dairy products were nutritionally beneficial or better. In fact, the government got behind meat and dairy farmers and started promoting these foods to help farmers out, which were at the time very small businesses. You've heard of the small family farm. One of the key missions of the U.S. Department of Agriculture is, in fact, to promote meat and dairy products, and it continues to do so to this day. How about the Got Milk ad campaign? And beef is what's for dinner, and pork, the other white meat, as well as a myriad of other advertising campaigns, are all government-sponsored programs. The federally funded school breakfasts and lunch programs are simply subsidized dumping grounds for unhealthy food designed to put money into corporate pockets, regardless of what it is doing to the health of the poor school children forced to eat that garbage. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for our time together here. And we pray that you'll help us to learn deeply more about how overeating and eating the wrong things do great damage to our lives and cut our lives short of years that we could serve you down here before we go on up a little higher. Have mercy and grace upon us in the church. For, Lord, we are the main culprits. We're so satisfied and so excited and so thrilled celebration prone because of the joy we have in our hearts. We eat too much, and we need to practice self-control. And so, Lord, help us to do that. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to change from the inside out, and help us to realize how that this does not help our testimony. for over half of the church to be overweight. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen and amen. Now, my beloved, in this series, as we focus on overcoming the sin of gluttony and managing our bodies as God intended, we must not lose sight of the most important part of our existence, our spiritual life. Even those of you who are fit, who eat right, and who exercise regularly must still address the condition of your soul. You may keep your body in perfect condition till the day you die, but you will still die. We all will. And the only thing that will matter in this world is the condition of your soul. And so I ask you today, is your soul in shape? Is your soul in right standing with God? The only way to make sure of that is to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior from sin and the consequences of sin. He alone can save your soul, put you in right standing with God, and ensure that you do not perish in hell. Now, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, here is how you can trust Him today. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful, people too afraid to get saved because of what their friends and their family members might say, and unbelieving, those who claim to be agnostics and atheists, and the abominable, cruel and mean and nasty people who do abominable things, abominations, and murderers, people who kill others, and whoremongers, people who have sex outside of the bonds of marriage, and sorcerers, people who practice witchcraft and voodoo, and idolaters, people who put anything or anybody before God, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, that is bad news, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins. In fact, he suffered, bled, and died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today, and he will save your soul. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, that word whosoever means anybody at any time, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, dear friend, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, If you believe that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, and you want to trust him for your salvation today, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I realize and I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins by your grace and by your help. Help me to repent of my sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and with your help, I will follow him as my Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life forever today. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. A dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you. Real good is my prayer.